It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
Next time you're hanging out with friends, you can debate just how slangy the phrasal verb hang out is.
That's What They Say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and hanging out with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Hi, Ann.
Great to see you, Rebecca.
Good to hang out with you today, and I'm excited to hear about this one.
Let's start with a question for you, Rebecca. If you had to guess, how old do you think the verb hang out is?
It's got a very 1950s vibe.
You know, that's exactly what I would have guessed if somebody made me guess. Get this. In Green's Dictionary of Slang, which is a fantastic resource, we've got evidence of to hang out back to 1811.
That's a little older than I thought. Wow.
And it's been slangy since 1811, or at least it started as slang. In the early 1800s, to hang out meant to live or to make a residence somewhere. But as early as the 1830s, to hang out had come to mean to spend or pass time at leisure or idly. So it could be the people that she hung out with, or where do you hang out? And by the 1850s, a hangout could now be a noun. It was originally a residence or a lodging. Rebecca, can you use hangout as a noun?
Yes, I could talk about my favorite hangouts, which I will not reveal because I do not want other people frequenting them.
Completely fair. And in the mid-1800s, it also looks like a hangout at American universities. I think it could be a party. It's defined as a feast or an entertainment, but you could say things like, we celebrated by a hangout, which sounds like a party to me.
Sounds amazing to me.
And then by the 1860s, a hangout was a place where a group tends to meet, so the way we use it now. Then we've got hang, this shortened form of the verb. And by the 1920s, we've got hang, as in let's hang, for to pass time idly, or perhaps to loiter, or to socialize informally. Rebecca, have you got that verb?
Yeah, for sure.
And what about as a noun? Can you use hang with this kind of meaning as a noun?
I can, but I don't think I do that very often. And that's kind of where it starts to feel more slangy to me, I think.
All right. So at least we've got recorded hang as a noun for a place where one hangs out, as well as time spent hanging out, like let's meet for a hang in the sun. Rebecca, I want to come back to this question of, is this slang? Let's start with hangout. And I was struck when I went to Merriam-Webster online. They call the verb to hang out informal. But if you look in the American Heritage Dictionary, the verb to hang out and the noun a hangout are both labeled as slang. Rebecca, for you, to hang out, informal or slang?
Now, that feels just informal. Like I said, would use with my friend, probably not with my boss. But I also don't think it would be like the end of the world, like I'd get in trouble if I said it to my boss either, you know?
And I also know that I asked you a slightly unfair question. This line between informal and slang, it's very hard to define. Slang is often described as language that is extremely informal, that is also playful, intentionally playful, and often irreverent. It's pushing the boundaries. So the question of, does hangout still push the boundaries? Is it irreverent? Maybe not. But for me, I think hang, as in let's hang, that feels slangier to me. It's also newer.
Well, I think that slang words tend to have an expiration date as to how long they can be considered slangy. And maybe hang on its own hasn't quite gotten there yet, but maybe we'll see that somewhere down the road.
And it is true that once slang has been around for a while, it can be hard for it still to be irreverent.
All right, Anne. Well, it was great hanging out with you today. Thanks so much.
I look forward to hanging with you next week.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.